Lee, are you ready? We need to get going. Oh, good. Okay. All set? We don't want to keep everyone waiting. Hi. Oh, thank you. Hello there. Are you nervous? Gods, no, I am. I've never been part of something so public. It feels like it hasn't even hit me yet, being chosen for such an honor. To change into something so divine. Oh, now it's hitting me. All these people, they're here for us. Gods, and we're the only couple this year, too. How long has it been since that happened? Oh, thank you so much. Yes, yes, it's such an honor. I can't believe it either. Oh, I hadn't even considered that. Yeah, I'll definitely ask the High Priestess. There's so many things I'd like to try. I'm so excited. Gods, my heart is pounding. And it's not just from all these steps. Was the temple always this tall? I feel like I'm gonna boil from how nervous I am. The High Priestess will be guiding us, right? I feel like I'd mess up if she wasn't helping with each step. Oh, hang on, I think I see my friend waving to me. Wait here just a second, okay? Hey, I'm glad you made it! well, yeah, of course you did. This only happens once a year, right? You'd be crazy to miss it. Advice? Okay, I'm listening. With my tongue? But my tongue can't do that yet. How would I even... Alright, I'll keep that in mind, promise. Talk to you later, okay? Okay, sorry about that. Oh, look, we're almost at the top now. There's no door, so I guess we just step inside. Yeah, okay. Hello? High Priestess? We're here.
Welcome, Zinli, my dear chosen. Come in, please. I've been eagerly awaiting your arrival.
Hello, High Priestess.
Please, call me Violet. After today, we will be sisters, my dear. Come in, and I will take you through how we will proceed with our ritual.
All right, hi, Violet, thank you.
Now then, step here. Let me get a good look at you.
Okay.
Oh no, that won't do at all.
Did I do something wrong?
No, dear. Nothing that you could control. You are simply too nervous for the ritual.
You...
Your heart is racing. There are a few drops of sweat on your forehead. And your fingers are fidgeting. A nervous tic of yours, I take it?
You could tell all of that, but aren't you blindfolded?
My dear, a basilisk need not see with her eyes. A blindfold protects others from our gaze. But it does not hide them from our sight, as you will soon learn.
Our sight? You mean I'm going to become a basilisk, really?
My, did no one tell you? Yes, darling. I'll be attending to you personally. We basilisks are a rare and powerful subspecies of your typical lamia. The energy required to convert a human woman into one is substantial. It takes years for me to build up a sufficient amount.
Oh, wow, I had no idea. That kind of makes me even more nervous, honestly. Now this is even bigger and more special than I thought.
Indeed. Well, we can't begin until you've calmed down. But rest assured, I was quite prepared for this. Such nervousness is to be expected. If the both of you will accompany me back to my chambers, I would like to help you both unwind while I explain to you the details of the ritual.
Oh, okay. Sure, that sounds like a good idea. Lead on, High Priest. Violet?
Here we are. Now, both of you take a seat on the edge of the bed.
All right. Oh, but this is fine, right? It's not bad to keep everyone waiting.
You two are the main event of our festival, yes. But rest assured, the rest of the village will have a myriad of ways to entertain themselves. If this is to happen, it will be when I feel you are fully ready. Or not at all.
I see. Well, thank you.
Of course. But tell me, have the two of you made love before?
Yes, ma'am. We were encouraged to do so, so that we would have something to compare it with after the ritual.
And did you enjoy it?
We did, yeah.
Do you love him?
Absolutely. There's nobody else that I would do this with.
And what of you, young man? Do you love her? Enough to bind yourself to her? To change with her? A good answer. Yes, the attraction between the two of you is clear to me. The necessary bond of trust is there. Very well. I am satisfied. Now, I would like the two of you to look into each other's eyes and slowly undress one another. Helping one another will affirm and deepen your connection to create a special aura of intimacy.
Are you ready? Let me just take these off you. And you slowly remove my clothing too, okay? I know you enjoy it. It almost feels more relaxing knowing that Violet is here for us.
Good. Now, you need to ready yourselves. Take a gentle hand and pleasure yourself while maintaining that special intimacy of the eyes. Watch them slowly warm their body as you feel your own fill with heat.
I really like watching him like this. It makes me wish we could go further right away.
Not yet, dear. Now, I told you before that a blindfold does not hide others from a basilisk's sight. I imagine you are curious to how that works.
I really am. How does it work?
A combination of sensing the differences in temperature, as well as seeing the life force of those around us. Our sight is magical in nature. A blindfold or a mask conceals your eyes not for your benefit, but that of those around you. Our venom radiates from our eyes, and it is powerful, far beyond what most monster species are capable of. Even a single look will overwhelm the victim, paralyzing them with overpowering lust.
Wow.
In ancient myths, it was said that even a single glance from a basilisk would end a human's life. Today, this is still true, in a sense. You see, our energies exist in an equilibrium, human and monster. To be struck by a basilisk's gaze is to absorb a prodigious amount of our energy. This throws a human's energy equilibrium out of balance. It afflicts their senses, their desires, even their very soul. And this energy will never leave on its own.
Ever?
Ever. The only way to detoxify one's body is to expel the poison through lengthy, vigorous orgasms. Lots of them. And I'm sure you're aware, such a process would irrevocably tip the scales of equilibrium. Their bodies left in a state where they can be easily monsterized. So, because the consequences are so severe, we conceal our eyes. A skilled basilisk can hold back her power, but such a thing requires considerable, unbroken concentration. Physical sight is a luxury to be afforded only in private moments, where you are absolutely certain that you are alone. It is a basilisk's duty to her goddess to use her eyes responsibly. Ah, slow down, young man. Stroke yourself slower. You want to prepare yourself for your love, but you mustn't come yet.
What about me?
I must prepare you both for the ritual, and I always begin with the chosen. Young man, watch me as I ready her. Watch as my tail wraps around her. My hands feeling her breasts, teasing her nipples.
High priestess, it feels so good.
Hush, dear. It's Violet.
Yes, Violet.
Just feel my hands and my tail. Do you trust me?
Yes, Violet.
Before I aid you, look into my eyes. Show your trust for me and stare into the divine eyes of a basilisk, the ones of which you will soon possess. I will restrain my power. You will not change just yet.
Okay.
Good, my dear. Good. You have proven your trust, and now I will prepare you. Watch as I taste her. Watch her expression beam with euphoria as the tongue of a basilisk gives her what she needs. Is one you will possess soon.
It feels like you're caressing all the right spots all at once. My love, do you like seeing it? Seeing you stroke your cock while she tastes me makes it so much more intense.
Just watch and stroke. Watch me bring her to the edge. Watch me run the entire length of my tongue across her lips, and then inside her.
It feels like you're swirling around everything inside me. Please, Violet, please move a little higher.
Right away, my dear.
Oh my god. The way you massage me. Oh, my clit is so intense. Oh, my God. Swirling around it with your whole tongue. Hitting every little bit. Oh, my God. It's like my whole body is aflame. I don't know how long it can last.
No need to last. Let everything go. Your stresses, your worries, your doubts. Entrust them to me. Come, my chosen. Come from my long basilisk tongue.
Oh, my God.
Imagine your future with this body, this tongue, all your desires fulfilled, and life come anew.
Oh my God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Please, please. Fuck. Fuck.
Your juices are truly delicious. How do you feel?
Oh my God, it's much better. So relaxed.
Rest now. I shall ready him while you recover.
Yes, High Priestess.
Don't worry, young man. I haven't forgotten about you. It seems you are quite hard, but you must be relieved and de-stressed for the event to come. It is best for similar feelings of what's to come to aid you. So I shall move my long, scaled tail over here and gently wrap it around your cock. Would you like me to stroke you? You wish to feel a taste of your future, don't you? Lucky to be blessed as the lover of a chosen. No normal male can withstand the truth of a basilisk, but we may be able to adjust you to the infinite lust she will feel. She may rest now, but that will not be in the nights to come. She will only want more. Does that intrigue you? Good. Understand that you will no longer be only her lover. You will be her mate. She will yearn for you, hunger for you, desperately. Your love for her, your lust for her body, the essence of your very being, will be nourishment to her. I can see you wish to come. Your balls ache for release. It has been some time, hasn't it? I know the mates of the Chosen are encouraged to hold steadfast for weeks before the ritual. You must be begging to come. We will help you relax. Your anxieties will be gone. Just feel my tail coil around your shaft, moving up and down. Feel what you've always wished for. Zinli, are you rested? Shall we prepare your love as well?
Yes, Violet, but how?
Come, his cock is ready for us. I want you to take him into your mouth while I use my long tongue to caress and hold his balls. His nerves are still high from being so pent up. And he needs both of us to aid in his first release.
It's been so long. I've wanted to taste him so badly. Yes, I'll help him.
Do you enjoy his taste, my dear?
Mm-hmm, of course. He tastes amazing. It's been so long, love. I just came and I want you to come so badly. I know I'll get so much more hungry for you, but I want to make you come like this one last time.
Don't come yet. We need you close to bursting. We'll suck your cock together to get you right to the edge.
Yes, Violet. I'll take this side and... It's so much hotter when we do it together, knowing you're with us.
Hush now. Let us prepare him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go down and suck on his balls. We need to truly relieve him. I will come over here and press him between my tits and truly make him come as I suck on the tip at the same time.
So heavy. It tastes so good.
I'm glad you think so, my chosen. For they will taste even better after you change. Now, feel it all and come for us. Experience a true release and relax before the ritual truly begins.
Come for us.
Come in my mouth. Yes, that's it. Come, give it to me, and Zinli and I shall share it, as sisters should.
Yes, Violet, please pour it in my mouth. Share it with me.
Now, give it back, dear. Let us swallow it together to aid our connection. Wonderful. Do you feel relaxed? Good. Now we may continue to what this day is truly about. Her ascension. Here, young man. Drink this. An elixir of distilled fruits and holy water. It will aid your stamina. And trust me, you're going to need lots of fluids for what's about to happen. You are welcome. Now, let us proceed back down the temple steps into the middle of the festival grounds. Leave your clothes. You won't be needing them.
Wow, look at it all. Everybody in the whole village must be here. Just look at all the stands.
Yes, it's quite a popular festival. Even people from neighboring villages will go out of their way to attend. I hear there's quite a few new market stalls this year.
Yeah, we should all check that out once we're done here.
That sounds lovely. Now, turn your attention to the great bed in the middle of the plaza. Let us make our way to it.
That's reserved? Just for us?
Yes, it is. It's a tradition for the children of the village to gather quetzal feathers to help make the pillows. It will be one of the finest, most comfortable beds you will ever experience. And it will be yours to keep as well.
But it is really okay to just quietly lay down and get to business. There's usually more fanfare than this, isn't there?
It's quite all right. Much of the crowd has yet to notice us. Pay them no mind. I believe that starting quietly will be the best for the two of you. The crowds will gather around soon enough. Here we are. Now, the two of you just lie down upon this lovely bed. Place your hands upon the other's naked body. Do what comes naturally.
Okay. I'm not nervous anymore. Let them watch. We'll give them a good show. Kiss me. I love you so much. I wouldn't do this with anyone but you. I want you. I crave.
crave you. God, I'm already so wet. Give me your hand. Feel me. Feel between my thighs. That's how what I am for you. I feel how hard your cock is getting. Pressing up against me. God, it makes me so hot that you crave this as desperately as I do. Let me lick your fingers clean. Taste myself. God, yes. Take my breasts. I love how you play with them. Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, suck on my nipples, please. Please. Enough. I can't wait anymore. I need your cock. I need to feel you inside me, please.
Then mount him, my dear. Sit on top of him and guide him inside you. And as he penetrates you, let your moan of ecstasy be the call that sounds our ritual to properly begin.
Yes. Oh my God, it's so good. It's been too long. I've wanted this so badly. And it feels so much more intense. Your cock. It fills me up so perfectly. Fuck.
And now the people begin to gather around the plaza. Your cry of bliss called them, my dear. Everyone is here for you, my dear. To watch you. To support you. To cheer for you.
Oh, fuck.
Let loose the sounds of your passion. Put your love on display. Show them how badly you crave one another.
I love you.
He's getting very close, my dear. The tension in his body is absolutely delicious.
Yes, I'm close. I'm close too. I want to try and come together, okay?
In that case, may I suggest that you lie on your back, wrap your legs around him, and pull him as close to you as possible.
Okay. Let's change position then, okay?
Good. This will be the last time, my dear. Your last sexual experience as a human. Relish it. Experience it to the fullest. Now then, be a good boy and give her what she craves. Fuck her.
Oh, yes. God, yes.
Allow me to count you down. Hold back until I tell you. And then explode together.
Harder, please. Please.
4.
Oh, God, I want it so badly. Please. Fuck, I love you. I love
2.
You. I love you so fucking much.
1. Now. Come together. Cry out in mutual bliss before all of your peers.
Yes.
Wonderful. What a splendid display of passion. You two were simply beautiful together.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Violet. Oh my god. So, what happens next?
Now it's my turn. Young man, pull out of her. Sit back, wait, and watch. Now, it's best if his seed remains inside of you while you turn. So I'll just slip the tip of my tail into your entrance to keep it nice and sealed.
Okay. Oh, wow. Feels really, really good.
His desire will help shape your new body. Divine power and unbridled lust will remake you, shaping you into a new form perfect for both of you. He will be a part of you forevermore. This is it, my dear Zinli, chosen of the goddess. This is your absolute last chance to turn back. Are you certain this is what you want?
I am. I want this. Please proceed.
Then I want you to demonstrate your willingness to me. Take the initiative for your final act as a human. Remove my blindfold with your own hands and look deep into my eyes. This time, I will hold nothing back.
Okay. I'm ready.
Yes. How I've longed for this. Squirm for me, my lovely Zinli. Feel my power flood into you. Immerse yourself in my eyes.
So hot.
You cannot look away from me. Oh, goddess, this woman offers herself to you to bind her soul to your everlasting coil. Fill her with your power and remake her in your divine image. Turn her softness to strength in illuminated scales, her legs to a coil of passion, and teeth to fangs of your very essence. Bring this chosen one into a state of absolution. Form her eyes into a lens of which you see the world, to protect those you hold dear, and bless those who seek to echo your divinity in their lives.
I feel so strange.
The goddess heard your plea, Zinli, and has blessed your body with a new, beautiful form. Take this blindfold, sister, and wear it with pride.
His smell. His scent is so strong and it makes me so hungry.
Let your senses guide you. See with your ears, your nose, your hands, your tail, and seek out what you wish.
Each touch makes my love for you more and more intense. My whole body burns for you. I feel like if I don't taste you, feel you all over me, that I'll boil over and suffer. Give me your arms, your chest, your everything. I just want to nibble at your neck and everywhere else.
It's time, sister. Time for you to help him transcend to his own state of being. One of the few that could truly satiate the hunger of a basilisk. Remove your blindfold as I cover you in the blanket. And gaze upon him. Make him yours. Feel her gaze claiming you. Feel her venom coursing through your body, your mind, your very soul. That of the one you love. Accept it in full.
looking upon you with this new sight is beyond compare. Looking into your eyes, I feel like I see all over you. It makes me wish to feed in your love, your essence, to bind us together forever. You're so still, but your eyes, I see so much emotion in them. I see your love. I see how much you care, and how much care you have for me. I care so much for you. I want you. I want to help you feel the greatest release of a lifetime.
You are paralyzed by lust, utterly defenseless against her. Her power is more than your body can even comprehend. It's overwhelming, isn't it? Don't stare for too long, Zinli. Don your blindfold once again.
All right. I can't wait any longer. I'm gonna stroke this amazing cock. Do you want to feel my tail, too? I know you've dreamt of me using it on this day. Oh, by the goddess, I feel your softness with my scales. It feels so lovely. It's so incredible. But your cock is so swollen and filled with need. You're aching for release, aren't you? And your balls as well. Every time I touch you, you shiver and squirm, but can't move enough. You're helpless before me. All you can do is come for me, and I want you to. I can't wait. I just want to stroke you so much faster. Here. I want it. I want it all. Come for me. Come all over my body. My new beautiful scaly body and my tail. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Come for me. Yes. Oh my God. You came so much. And it feels so incredible. Feel me cover you. It's euphoric. What is this feeling? I love it. It makes me want so much more. I want to scoop up every last drop and taste it. It's never tasted like this before. It's so intense. I feel my heart race with each little lick. And yet, the flavor is so intense. It almost makes me ache.
Your senses have grown, my dear. You can see, hear, feel. What was once invisible to you. And now you begin to understand the true splendor of his taste.
What does that mean?
His cum is filled with his essence, the traces of his very soul. Every piece of your love for one another is contained in his warm load. What was once immaterial is now available to you. His bravery, his caring smile. His lust for your body. You can taste it all. Indulge in him, my dear.
Gladly.
Each drop is like a taste of his very spirit, filling you with immense love, passion, and hunger. But as you drink his love, it is imperative that you taste him further, as not satiating such an intense, personal hunger would be devastating. Look upon him. See how your venom has racked his body. His cock and balls are still swollen and aching for release. full of need, as his eyes beg you for relief. Now taste him. Use your new form to feel his essence once more. As your sister of coils, I should be glad to assist you, if you will allow me.
You want me to share him?
I understand if you just felt a pang of jealousy. Lamia are a naturally possessive species. You have my guarantee that I only wish to guide you, to help you get what you so desperately need.
Oh, phew, okay. Sorry, this is all very unfamiliar to me. I was worried, being so starved for him. Then let us relieve you, my love, and give me what I want, what I need.
Use your tongue, sister. Coil it around his cock and squeeze him as you suck on the tip. I will use mine to wrap around his balls and suck on them to massage every drop of his essence into your mouth. Feel her tongue.
It's like I can taste your love for me. I can feel his want, his need, the overwhelming desperate tension. He's gonna come.
Coil around his cock and relieve him. Squeeze him tighter. Feel his cock pulse with passion as he pumps every drop into your mouth. I'll caress and squeeze his balls to give you everything he has.
I want so much more. I feel so hungry. I can't stop. I just want to suck your cock forever. Until you fill my mouth over and over and over again. But I can't stop. I feel my blood boil whenever his taste leaves me, when his cock isn't in me, when his essence isn't bound to me.
Then coil around him, sister. Unite with him. Entwine your body with his and take him.
Yes. Yes. By the goddess, I need this.
Look upon his face. Give him what he wishes. Coil around his legs.
Okay.
His abdomen and his chest.
Like this.
Not too tightly, my dear. There is no pleasure quite like feeling your lover's skin brush against your scales as he moans, helpless in your embrace.
Holding you. It's everything. Tasting your essence time and time again. I just want you more and more, all of you. It's like we've connected more than just our hearts, but our bodies and our souls. Each time I stare into your eyes, it's like I've become someone new, someone better. And now I want to take all of you. I want to take what's mine. You want that, don't you? You want me to fuck every drop of cum for your aching cock until I have it all.
Now bind him to you. Follow your instincts and take his cock inside and make love together.
Finally. I want to take him in every sense my form can change. I want to bind us together forever. I want us to come together, but not until I say so. Oh, he fits so perfectly. I can taste you even from here inside me. You fill me up so well, love. Oh, is this good for you? This pussy is only for you. So tight. Oh, so hot, only for you. I'm squeezing you, pumping you. It's like, it almost feels like it has a will of its own.
Those are your new instincts, my dear. Now that you have your beloved inside you, your body does not want to let him go until it is satisfied. Use your coils to manipulate his body as you desire. Push him all the way inside of you. Squeeze your tight tunnel around his aching cock and slowly pull him back out.
I'm so horny. Every thrust makes my lust flare. My need for you is growing unbearable.
Then you understand a part of what he feels. He is so utterly helpless to you, paralyzed by your power. He is entirely at your mercy. Only you can give him relief, sister.
Yes, yes.
Can you sense it? How his body tenses as he groans, feeling his warmth brushing against your serpentine body, completely wrapped up in your alluring embrace.
I see it. I feel how close he is.
Make him endure it just a bit longer. Slow down. Do you see?
Yes.
Can you feel how the pressure builds within him?
I have no idea I would have this kind of power over him.
And he wants you to have that power, darling, because he trusts you with it. Even though he groans and squirms, he's glad you didn't let him come, because he knows it will feel even better once you do.
Just a little longer, love. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. Just endure a little bit more for me.
You're putting on a splendid performance. But just look at his face, my dear. How desperately he yearns for you. His body burns with need. So tight. So tense under your blissful torment. He worries that if he doesn't come, he will go insane. And he fears that if he does, he's going to blow himself apart. It's time, my dear Zinli. Give him the relief he needs. Make him come inside you for the first time.
I need it.
You wish to thank the goddess for your new form, yes? Then put it to use for her. Make an offering of his cries of ecstasy. Let everyone behold your passion, your skill, your love. Yes. Milk him. Love him. Claim him. Come for her. Bear your very soul to her, and let her sate her appetite for it. Come in her, now.
Yes, yes, come for me. Come for me now, please. Please, please. I love you so much. Just come. Just come.
Yes, yes. That was truly beautiful. Words can ill express my gratitude for being able to play a part in such passion.
I love you. I love both of you. Thank you, Violet. Thank you for giving me this. For showing us so much that I never would even thought possible.
You are more than welcome. Though I am but a vessel through which our goddess acts, it is her design. But tell me, how do you feel?
How do you describe it? The gnawing hunger, that burning need. It's It's gone for now, but I know I still want him a lot more. It's like embers flickering in a bed of kindling. As if I will burn for him soon once more.
That is to be expected. Our bodies need a great deal of pleasure before we can feel true satisfaction. Sex may feel rather casual for you for quite a while. It is no fault of his. Men simply cannot last long enough to sate our desire.
So, what should I do?
You do not need to do anything. Each time you make love, each time you fill him with your power, his body will gradually adapt to yours. He will develop a resistance towards your venom and grow in endurance. Eventually, his body will be capable of going as long and as hard as you require.
I see.
But that time is yet far away. For now, let him rest. To be so helplessly vulnerable to you, to bear himself so completely, and to experience such a full orgasm, it is exhausting. Loosen your coils just a little and stroke his head. Give him comfort.
Was I a little too intense back there? Sorry, I'll learn to be gentle, I promise.
Can you see the people around you? Look at the laughter, at the love on display. See what joy your passion has inspired.
I can. I really didn't think I'd ever be in the center of this festival, but I'm so happy.
Here, another elixir for each of you. I imagine you're feeling rather thirsty.
Oh, thank you. So what should we do now?
Your official role is complete. You may do whatever you like. Browse the market grounds. Try different foods. Watch the other festivities. Or continue to make love here, of course. Simply tell me whenever you are ready to retire to your home, and I'll see that the bed is taken there.
Would you like to go home to cuddle my love? I could coil around you, hold you gently as you rest. Okay, let's go. I can't wait to feel our flame burn again once more.